When measuring USANS data, we'd like our sample to scatter very well, so we don't have to count very long, but it should not scatter too well, such that there is multiple scattering in the resulting data. This can easily be checked during the reduction process. When both data and empty are plotted, and the transmissions are updated, what is calculated is the transmission through the rocking curve, that is through zero angle, and then the wide angle transmission. The ratio of these two gives an estimate of the total amount of scattering, that is the fractional amount of the beam that is scattered. In this case, the ratio is about 64%, meaning that about 36% of the beam has actually been scattered. This is far too high of a number for single scattering to be dominant. In this case, you need to talk to your local contact to find out what you can do to reduce the amount of scattering from your sample by either reducing the thickness or reducing the contrast. In this case, although the data is very strong scattering, much of the information that would be in the data is lost due to the extreme amount of multiple scattering.